I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You don't always have time to listen to the entire show, even though we'd like to believe that that's what you do. So, in the interest of that, we've picked what we think is pretty good. So here's 15 pretty good minutes of the Jet Buchanan Show. Thanks for listening.
Good morning. Hear anything you've missed or anything you want to hear again on the radio.com app. Just search Jet Buchanan.
Spence and I were just lamenting the fact that with all the wind and the change, you know, and it got colder and then it's warmer and all this stuff. And there's just some sort of allergy pollen dust, something or other that's blowing around today. And it caught me yesterday. They did public address announcer auditions for the Las Vegas Aces. So, of course, I was there, had my spot. And I was a little nervous because I had a something.
You had like a little tickle?
Uh-huh. And luckily I got there early enough that, you know that Starbucks right there by the Mandalay Bay Event Center?
Yeah.
We were in a ballroom that was back in the convention center. But this is why you show up early, kids. I had enough time that I was able to stop into the sundry shop and get some cough drops and run down to Starbucks to get a medicine ball, which, you know, I was avoiding Starbucks, but I really needed a medicine ball. So I went.
What is a medicine ball?
I don't know what that is. It's tea with lemonade and honey.
Oh, you're like a Summerlin wife over there, aren't you?
Yeah, man. And they're awesome. They're awesome. I just, it was somebody turned me on to that at Toy Drive, and that's my jam.
Yeah, cool.
Good.
But I go in there, and I was really concerned because, and this is public address announcer nerd talk right now. But I didn't have a three-point call that I was comfortable with. And I wasn't really crazy about doing the Asia Wilson for three. You know, it just didn't feel right to me.
Okay.
And then I thought, God, that's so old school anyway. Maybe there's a workaround somehow. Maybe I go in there and make fun of that and I can get away, you know, and I can get away from it. And so we're standing outside getting ready to go in, and I'm just talking to the guy, and I said, he goes, you ready? You feel good? You know, you need pronunciation help or anything? No, I got this. I say, I gotta tell you though, I'm not feeling the whole three. And he goes, oh God, no one does that anymore. I'm like, that's what I was saying. So I was able to get around it. And I was like, okay, well, maybe this is kind of meant to be. But we'll see. I'm sure we're all in. Well, for those of you, and thank you for everybody who's been so supportive on social media and all that, I'm sure we're all in for a horrible disappointment right about Tuesday of next week.
Yeah.
But we'll see. We'll see. I'd love to do it. It'd be fun. I'd love to be a part of it just because I like that stuff.
Nah, and you're good at it.
Fingers crossed for you, bud.
Thank you. Yeah, we'll see. You got to be the guy they're looking for. You never know. You never know. As you can hear, the music. It's time. It's time to play Crayola or Chronic at 702-364-9898. You don't have to have any special knowledge or really any special skill to play the game. You really just need to call 702-364-9898, and we'll throw some names out at you, and you say whether they are a Crayola crayon color or Chronic. You know, like, the funky names that they have when you go to the dispensary.
A weed strain.
Whether you've been or not.
Okay.
For example, White Lightning, Kayla, Crayola or Chronic?
Crayola.
No, that's Chronic.
Oh.
Vanilla, okay. Vanilla Kush, Crayola or Chronic, Kayla?
Chronic.
Definitely, because Kush gives away.
They're not getting crayons with the name Kush on it.
Strawberry Cough.
Crayola?
No, why would they name a Crayola Cough?
Why
would they call a crayon cough?
Mommy, why did you wear your strawberry in its cough?
It's not, honey. That's weed.
The Jet Buchanan Show.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling. Yeah.
Good feeling story of the day always feels extra good on Friday, doesn't it?
That it does.
Guy in D.C. named Ken Walker recently found out that he had kidney disease and he needed a transplant. We don't know how old he is, but he graduated from high school in 1969. So it stands to reason that he's like in his late 60s. Back in November, he started getting pretty desperate. So he decided to email. I thought this was a social media thing, and it wasn't. Hmm. He email blasted a bunch of his old buddies, or not even buddies, classmates from high school. Probably got that reunion list that there's always that one person who's a little too much about it. You know, that they have everybody's information. You're like, how did you find this out? And they went through four other people to get it, you know? So one of the guys on the list was in California, and his name's Charlie Ball. And he remembered Ken, even though they weren't really friends, but you know how you remember, you just remember all the names.
Oh, that guy did that thing, yeah.
Yeah, well, because you spent a lot of time with those folks, you know, in high school. They never really talked much in high school, and they had not seen each other since about like 50 years.
Wow.
But after Ken sent the email, Charlie hit him back 15 minutes later and said he would go get tested to see if he would be a match for Charlie's. You know where this is going. He actually followed through with it. Turned out he was a match. Ken's doctor said that they don't usually accept donors over the age of 60. But Charlie has been taking good care of himself. So they decided to go for it. The surgery happened earlier this week in Washington, D.C. And they are both doing great. They should be out of the hospital in the next few days. Charlie, oh, do I have audio?
Oh,
Davey, the show killer,
yes,
does it again. Nice work. So Charlie, so do you know what this is? What is it?
It's both of them just talking about
okay.
The experience.
Okay. So here's Charlie, the donor, and Ken, the recipient.
It's a blessing and opportunity, so it's all good. But I'm deeply grateful.
It was immediately, you know, you're suspicious. Okay, so what's wrong with this guy?
You know, I mentioned to several of the relatives, and he's a white guy. Some example of humanity that we really need to get back to.
I'm giving him a piece of my body. It's simple enough. God gave me two. I don't have to wonder why.
God, that's great.
Awesome.
Yeah, right?
So old school, too. Hey, he's a white guy. Inside, we all work. Yep. Yeah, dude, and I'm looking at a picture of the two of them right now. And is it Charlie? Yeah, Charlie. Charlie's yoked out.
Yeah.
You know what Charlie's been doing for the last 50 years? Lifting weights. That's what Charlie, and I believe chopping wood. He has that look. He said one reason he did it is because he tries to live by something that Saint Francis once said, it is in giving that we receive.
Oh.
It's a good feeling story of the day.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling. Spence's Challenge, my name's Spence, and it's a challenge, that's how we came up with the cool name Spence's Challenge, yeah.
Davey the Show Killer, who's trying to get a bunch of cash going into the weekend?
We have Sarah Robinson from the West Side.
Hey, Sarah Robinson.
Hi.
Five questions, 30 seconds, pop culture, ripped from the headlines. We do not say pass in the show. What is it that we say?
Jim Bob Cooter.
Will you be cootering today, ma'am?
Not today.
Not you.
No,
not you. Why would you? You're in too good a mood to cooter today.
I'm nervous.
Oh, is that nervous laughter?
Yes.
Don't be nervous. It's just us. Take a big deep breath.
Okay.
30 seconds on the clock. Clear your mind. Just spit out whatever comes in your brain. 30 seconds on the clock. Time will start. Look at me trying to calm her down. 30 seconds talking to her like
she's... And my dog in the back whining.
I'm talking to you like you're a puppy.
You got this, Sarah.
You go, it'll be fine. All right, 30 seconds on the clock. Time will start when I read the first one. Here we go. What disgraced former American icon reached a $5 million settlement in a $100 million lawsuit with the federal government?
Jim Bob Cooter.
Until yesterday, when the king returned it to its original name, the Kingdom of Eswatini was known as what?
I have no idea. Jim Bob Cooter.
Miley Pearl Bowlesby made history in the U.S. Senate yesterday. What did she do?
Bring an infant onto the floor.
What major bank is about to get a $1 billion fine levied against it? We'll give you 3 seconds.
Wells Fargo.
Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge. My name's Spence, and it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name Spence's Challenge, yeah.
Questions are tougher than I gave them credit for, I think, a little bit. She was a little nervous. She got one, you'll need two to keep the money safe.
All right, I'm not feeling confident about this.
You're not?
No.
I know you. You'll be fine. You know him. He'll be fine. No?
I wouldn't have gotten any of them.
Oh, boy.
But that's my news cycle. I think it's a little bit different because I didn't get a lot of studying in last night, so.
I don't find you to be a good barometer for this.
No. There's a lot of times that I will go like one. You know what I mean? Sure. 9 times out of 10, I'll get one, maybe two.
If I go, and I know this, if I go... Well, I can't say it because it'll give it away. All right, here we go. Same 5 questions, same 30 seconds. Time to start. All right, first one.
Yeah. Do it.
All the stuff that I usually say. All right, here we go. Blah, 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 blah. Go. Blah, 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 blah. Script, 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 script. Blah, blah, blah. Words, words, words. What disgraced former American icon, sir, reached a $5 million settlement in a $100 million lawsuit with the federal government?
Oh, geez. Pass. Jim Bob Cooter.
We don't say pass.
Yeah, keep going.
Until yesterday, when the king returned it to its original name, the kingdom of Eswatini was known as what?
Swaziland.
Miley Pearl Bowlesby made history in the U.S. Senate yesterday. What did she do?
Farted.
What major bank is about to get a $1 billion
Wells
fine?
Fargo.
Yeah, okay. And which Major League Baseball team turned to triple play yesterday?
Mariners.
There you go.
Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge. My name's Spence, and it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name Spence's Challenge. Yeah.
I don't like those questions at all.
No, I liked them. The first one, I know the answer. It's written in my notes. I was looking at my notes trying to find it.
Idiot. I hate that. See, and that was, I knew you would know that one. Just because I know how your brain works. I thought you'd know it, Sarah, but apparently I am mistaken. So let's see how
I
we did.
Know.
Which disgraced former American icon reached a $5 million settlement in a $100 million lawsuit with the federal government? Sarah said.
Jim Bob Cooter?
His lawsuit with the federal government isn't worth nearly
$100 million. No.
Spence said.
Pass. Nope. Jim Bob Cooter.
Lance Armstrong. Lance Armstrong. No points. Until yesterday, when the king returned it to its original name, the kingdom of Eswatini was known as what? Sarah said.
Jim Bob Cooter.
Spence said.
Swaziland.
That one was kind of all over the place.
And the way Eswatini is written, it's almost like email. It's a lowercase e. Like, is he doing this to be hip?
Yeah, they were trying to be cool. Right? I was like, well, what are you doing? Miley Pearl Bowlesby made history in the U.S. Senate yesterday. What did she do? Sarah said?
Brought an infant on the floor.
Spence said?
Farted.
You're both really close.
Yeah.
And I'm sure Spence's was accurate as well. Miley Pearl Bowlesby is the first baby that was ever on the Senate floor.
Yeah. Oh.
Miley Pearl Bowlesby is the baby of
Senator Duckworth, yeah.
Senator Tammy Duckworth, yeah, right. From Illinois. Which... And then there's the picture of her in the wheelchair, and I'm like, why? And I did not know this. She is also the first disabled woman to be in the Senate.
Yeah,
she lost both her legs in Iraq. I didn't know that.
She's amazing.
No clue.
She's really
a phenomenal
story.
So I go to her wiki, and she's, oh my God. Yeah.
Amazing.
Which major bank is about to get a $1 billion fine levied against it? Sarah said.
Wells Fargo.
Spence said.
Wells Fargo.
Wells Fargo. One and two and three for Spence. And which Major League Baseball team turned to triple play yesterday? Sarah said.
No, I ran out of time.
Yeah, never got there. And Spence said.
Mariners.
The Seattle Mariners, because the guy from Houston forgot how many outs there were.
That was great.
He just kept running. So they went, well, geez, we should probably tag you. And it was 3 outs for them. And for Spence, it's 1 and 2 and 3
and 4.
Nope, 3.
Just 3.
Just 3.
Only got 3.
Oh, yeah, Swaziland. And like I said, in three.
Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge. My name's Spence, and it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name Spence's Challenge. Yeah.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
That's what I'm talking about.
Winner alert.
Oh my God, it's winner alert. Dating the show killer. Who's on the phone?
Kimberly Gifford from Henderson.
Hey, Kim, you ready to go see Enrique Iglesias?
Yes, I am. I'm super excited.
Oh, of course you are. And I know why else you're super excited, because you know what happens when you're the winner on Friday.
What?
You don't know.
Huh? Oh, my phone's actually cutting in and out right now. I'm sorry.
No, I'm just gasping in horror that you're not prepared. I don't know if you know, but you get the first shot at the jokes that didn't make the cut for Kayla's Super Fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
Kayla's Super Fantastic Happy Time Greatest Joke Ever of the Week. So we're running the ones by you that didn't make the cut, you know, just to see if we're heading down the right path. So,
okay.
420 theme jokes today?
All 420 themed, yes.
Okay, so should we stick with your regular music or go to the because I got, you know, to that music?
Sure.
The Afro Man.
Afro Man sounds good.
Yeah, you want to do that?
Yeah.
Okay, well then here, okay. So here are the jokes that didn't make the cut, Kayla.
Okay.
Why is a roach clip called a roach clip?
Why is a roach clip called a roach clip? Kimberly, do you know?
No, I do not.
I don't know either. Why, Kayla?
Because potholder was taken.
Oh, wait.
Okay. That was a good one.
Okay. Hold on now. These are the ones that didn't make the cut.
Yeah, I actually crafted an original for the.
This is what scares
no,
me.
No, it's so good.
Okay, that was a good one.
It was a pretty good one. Okay, what else didn't make the cut?
What kind of farm animals love marijuana?
What kind of farm? Do you know, Kimberly? What kind of farm animals love marijuana?
No.
Show killer knows.
I think I do.
Pot belly pigs.
Oh, that's a good one, too.
What were you going to say?
I was going to say all animals that eat grass.
You're not allowed to answer anymore.
Yeah, potbelly pig. Yeah.
I actually thought that was funny.
Potbelly pig?
Yeah, potbelly pig's good.
Man, I don't know, Kayla. And you wrote an original for the
real
one? She's feeling it. She's dancing. She's dancing right now to the grooves. She's feeling it right now. Look out, Kimberly. Here it comes.
I got one more rejected before we do mine.
Okay.
So, all right. How do fishes party on 420?
Kimberly, do you know that one? How do fishes party on 420?
No, I don't.
Seaweed.
That's good, too.
I don't know, dude.
I don't know.
I think there's been something of a large mistake that's probably been made here.
Dude, if you like those ones, you'll love mine.
This is what scares me. So you say that. This is what scares me a lot. Kimberly, have fun at Enrique Iglesias. Have a great weekend.
Thank you guys so much.
Do you have any plans for this weekend?
Not too much.
Good, lay low. No,
yeah.
Have a good time.
Got kids, though, yeah.
All right. Hang on 1 second. Kayla's Super Fantastic Happy Time. Greatest joke ever of the week. An original from Kayla.
I'm concerned I set the bar a little high with those other ones. No.
What I love is, because I love to try to write them, because it's fun.
Yeah.
And so I appreciate the fact that you're trying to write one. That's good. No, it's really tough. Because, like, why did the landscaper always use edibles?
Why?
Weed eater.
You just wrote that, too, didn't you?
I literally was forming it in my head. Don't screw it up.
He's very proud of it. No,
because I only do that not to try to one-up you, but
no,
but to, because
you can't
I love
this
doing
joke.
That.
This joke is
because it's your favorite. And I know you love it because you're blushing, because you like it, because you're embarrassed, because you're laughing at your own stuff.
Stupid.
No, that's good. So you're getting high on your own supply just to keep with the theme of the whole thing. All right. You've been warned. She wrote it herself, kids. And she's still dancing, even though there's
so
no
excited.
Music.
Jeff Buchanan, Spence, and Kayla. The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
You have been warned. It's an original composition today. Kayla's Super Fantastic Happy Time. Greatest joke ever. Of the week. Of course, today, because it's 420, it's a theme joke. You wrote it all by yourself, huh?
I did.
You wrote it all by, no help from nobody?
No.
Did you run it past Buddy and the crew?
No. Didn't give anybody any feed at all.
Good call.
Yeah.
Good call. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Lasso, you ready?
Oh, yeah.
Davey, you ready?
Ready.
Spence, you ready?
I'm ready, Chad.
Everybody, you ready? All right. Here's Kayla.
When the stoner couple got married, what was the first thing they did?
When the stoner couple got married, what was the first thing they did?
They got a joint account.
That's pretty good.
It's not bad.
That's pretty good.
That's solid.
Hey, what was Lasso? What was better, potholder or joint account?
I like joint account. I thought it was good.
Joint account's pretty good.
Yeah.
It's not bad. Davey, what'd you like better? Seaweed, potholder, or joint account?
The kid in me, I like the seaweed.
I like seaweed too. Seaweed's pretty good.
Yeah.
Potholder's pretty good.
Yeah.
Joint account, not bad.
Yeah. Thank you.
Not bad.
Thank you.
Kayla's super fantastic. Happy time. Greatest show ever.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Literally just before the mics go on, he's very proud of his playoff beard right now. He's like, look at me, I've got a beard.
I'm past itchy as F mode, and I'm now into hobo mode because it's kind of patchy.
Thank God.
But in fact, next week's Song of the Week might be playoff beard because I'm feeling emboldened right now.
But this week first, ladies and gentlemen, an exclusive presentation of the Chet Buchanan Show. Expenses. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Spence.
Now, originally, the song is called I Want a Marijuana. Mm-hmm.
But we're not supposed to say
that in the song because it might promote the usage and it's federally illegal. So,
okay. Company said, no, can't do the song.
So, we're going to work our way around it. And so, this is I Want a. Mm-hmm. Ready? Here we go.
Yes.
I Want a. Mm-hmm. The dopest plant in all flora and fauna. I Want a. Mm-hmm-hmm-hmm. To share with my friends Tatiana and Brianna. I wanna mm-hmm-hmm-hmm. Be it from Tijuana or Botswana. I wanna mm-hmm-hmm-hmm. While I eat lasagna and watch Disney's Moana. I wanna mm-hmm-hmm-hmm. With a Chicana named Adriana at Benihana. I'm gonna in French Guyana with an imaginary iguana. Listening to Nirvana, Madonna, or Rihanna.
Sure, why not?
In a sauna with my Cubana baby mama.
Of course.
Then eat ho-hos and Funyuns like a piranha. I wanna.
Adam Sandler would be so freaking proud.
Thank you.
Spence's Song of the Week!
Yeah. The Chet Buchanan Show. The Chet Buchanan Show. The Chet Buchanan Show. 90.5.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.